Blog Talk Radio.
AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge here on Blog Talk Radio. That is our show opening for the radio show, my radio show, AM 1220 KDOW here in the Bay Area. So we're gonna change that out. But just to give you a little bit of an idea of what we're doing here in the Bay Area, we brought that in. So you can listen to my radio show every Friday night, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., Friday nights, prime time here in the Bay Area. And if you are here, local, nine Bay Area counties, you can pick me up on that AM 1100 dial. If not worldwide, you can listen live at www.kdow.biz. And when we refresh that opening and give you a special opening for Blog Talk Radio, we hope you enjoy that opening as well. This is the Lunch Grill. The Lunch Grill is really the place that I typically batter things up more often than not. And so I have a little burr of my saddle here, or a little pebble in my shoe, or a little thorn in my side. You get the gist. You know what drives me crazy is browsers, slow computers, trying to get your work done, and it takes you 5 hours when it should take you an hour because your computer is driving you up the wall or it's using too much memory. And so today's show is about, you know, what do you do when those things just drive you crazy, when your browsers are slowing down your Web 2.0 applications, or could it be? It's the browsers. So we're going to look at that a little bit. I'm going to chew it up. I am not a expert in web development, although I have some information I think will help you today. But it drives me crazy. It drives me crazy. It drives small business owners crazy. You don't have an IT department. You don't have your web techs. You don't have maybe your web guy. Maybe your website, for example, is, you know, maybe you're doing it. Who knows? But so it just kind of drives me bananas. So I'm going to do a 15-minute Blog Talk Radio Lunch Grill. And here's the deal. This is why I'm doing it. Because Blog Talk Radio, I'm working, and we're trying to put in our shows and upload some of our shows from KDOW. And it is absolute madness when you're going to Blog Talk Radio, excuse me, using like Internet Explorer. And Internet Explorer is like you're clicking on to come into your Blog Talk Radio world, and it doesn't do anything. You put your username and your password, and it doesn't do anything. These are things that drive you crazy. Why? Because you have to go and troubleshoot it. You have to go and spend that time. And when you hear me talk about time management, time costs something. So I might ask a group, hey, how much does your time cost? What is that worth? I bet you don't want to spend time, if that's just not your career field, in web applications and coding and really understand the back ends of how websites work and how processes work and how servers work and data systems and all these things that come together for us to have this cool virtual world. But it drives us crazy. And you don't want to be driven crazy if you have a flower business or you have a radio show on Blog Talk Radio and you want to get into the studio or you want to upload a show and you can't do anything because it doesn't see the page or you have to put it in compatibility mode for it to do something. And so what are some things that you can think about so you are not screaming at your computer like I was doing like a half hour ago at 11:30 wanting to do the Lunch Grill at 11:30 and couldn't do it. You know why? Because I couldn't get into Blog Talk Radio. Not because I don't think Blog Talk Radio has a great environment to do shows and to be able to produce your shows and do the things that you need to do. I think the culprit is web browsers. Why? Because when you start shifting through your Internet Explorer, Safari, Mozilla, Firefox, and Google Chrome, and so now these are our top web browsers now, and they all act differently for these different Web 2.0 applications, which like Blog Talk Radio being one. What are Web 2.0 applications or services? Web 2.0 is really, it went from having a having the World Wide Web, Web 1.0, to with static sites, to now you have these interactive sites. You have one, you have Web 2.0, and you hear a little bit about, a little hum about Web 3.0, but really we're still kind of connected to the Web 2.0 world. And you're able to interact like social media, Facebook, Blog Talk Radio. And when you're interacting, you don't want to wait 10 minutes for your system to move. Now, granted, okay, all honesty aside, you could have a slow computer. But what if you don't? What if it's the crazy browser? I want to pick on the browsers today. I want to pick on the thing that drives me totally crazy. Why would Safari, Apple, it's produced by Apple, have what do I call it? If you download Safari, when you use it, let me ask anyone out there, does it eat up all your computer, not computer space, but it uses so much capacity to run. You try to run anything and it just starts locking up. It starts stopping and slowing down, because when you launch Apple Safari, it's taking up more of your memory there, your capacity, your for your computer to run. It drives me nuts. So you know what I did? I deleted it. I took it off my computer. I uninstalled it because it was just slowing everything down. And so we're grilling up the craziness with our browsers. And what if you go on and maybe you're in production, maybe you're in media, maybe you're doing something that you need to download videos. Well, what if that's not updated? What if you don't have the latest version of, say, Adobe Player? You have that four per browser, which is really interesting, because you think if you download one, it should be okay. You know, and so you get all of these crazy messages. And so this has just kind of burned my heels today, and I'm thinking, I am just trying to get my job done. We're just trying to get our jobs done. And if you're seeing the same thing that I'm seeing, and I'm sure you are, here's some things that you can do, all kidding and joking aside. You can first look at whether or not it's your computer. Maybe your computer is old. Maybe you don't have enough memory processing through your computer. Maybe, you know, you need to look at some things like that. One of the things that we have here in Silicon Valley, and I'm sure you have it in your area, one of the things, really one of the places, is that you can find, even at some of the local colleges, that they might have IT students that can do some analysis. Maybe they have a free clinic. So you can go and have your computer take, you know, let them take a look at it, let them run some tests on it, and see whether or not you have some other issues going with your computer. Like, for example, Asher College does this here in the Bay Area. And so you might want to check out your local colleges or community colleges and see whether or not they have classes that, especially with the IT students, to kind of run some diagnostics on your computer to see whether or not it's running well. That would be a great, great asset to you. And like I said, it's free. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business and Edge Coach Margaret Jackson, who has just been pulling her hair out on, you know, having a computer that, in my case, it is the browsers are the culprit. And so making sure that everything's running correctly and it's not using too much of my CPU, I can try to figure out what's going on. Now, Internet Explorer is a problem for Blog Talk Radio. So that could be some of the coding from Blog Talk Radio. But the deal is we don't want to be coders. We don't want to know all of this information. All we want to do is click a few buttons and do what we need to do, do what we need to do, and get our information out there to you, or get information back to us. And so when it slows down, it slows you down. It slows down your whole world. And so if I'm spending an hour, 2 hours, or someone on my team is spending an hour, 2 hours to load a show, to get into, just to get into the system and its process, and it is taking forever, and you're getting information, you're getting, then that just is frustrating. And it's not a, like I said, it's not a Blog Talk Radio issue. It could be, I think many times some of this is either the browser issue. Maybe you're running an old browser, or maybe your computer's slow. But there's some things that you want to think about to help your computer perform well. You want to think about getting someone who's really skilled, which I'm not. And I say that openly. I'm just a little annoyed, so I'm talking about it. Get someone who knows computers to look at it, really, for real knows it, that can diagnose your computer. And really, I would suggest any community college or local college or university. They love real-world examples. Same thing, by the way, with your car. If you have any car issues, ladies especially, check out some of the local community colleges that have automotive programs and see whether or not you can get your car fixed. Labor, they didn't have you buy the parts, but you might be able to save some money there. But, and that's just a little side note there as well. But that's one of the things you want to look at. Or you can go to tools online. You know, one of my favorite spots to go online to get new information or how to something is the eHow sites. You know, you might say, and you want to put in your browser, how to speed up my computer, how to download Adobe Player. And so someone's written something out there that will tell you how to do whatever you're looking for, right? So that's kind of cool. So some other reasons why your internet browser could be slow could be configuration. But we don't want to configure it. We don't care. But there are configuration tools on your computer, so whoever's looking at it, expert, can check that information out as well for you, your cache, memory, slow connections. Maybe you're still on a modem rather than DSL, or those that are really, really fortunate can, you know, will be a little bit faster, like at some of these organizations, you know, T1 lines, things like that. But just some things to help you think about. Maybe some of the things are basic. Maybe you just need someone to take a look at your computer, take it to, and there's also all kinds of shops that you can, computer repairs and all of that, and, you know, that can take a look at it and really help you get your computer cleaned up. And there's things online, but really talk to someone who really knows the industry and the business, that really has your best interest in mind. Don't just go anywhere. Do your homework, do your research, so you're not paying money that you don't need to pay. My son spent $200, and, you know, my husband's like an IT guy. I'm like, why didn't you talk to your $200 with Microsoft on, you know, wanting to keep his PC fast by downloading some software, and they updated. So he bit the bullet on that. So it is what it is. But again, you're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, my show here on Extended on Blog Talk Radio. You can connect with me every Friday night, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. and listen live here in the Bay Area, or www.kdow.biz. And if you want to connect with us in any of our webinars, you can go to businessontheedge.biz. This has just been the lunch grill. We're just grilling up and mashing up stuff that we want faster computers, and we want to interact with these different programs successfully. So like Blog Talk Radio, like social media, LinkedIn, or anything that you, Salesforce, I mean, these are all different types of programs, media, web applications. You want to be able to do your job without the headache of waiting for your system to process. And again, talk to an expert. Let them help you get your computer up and running faster. They can, they have the tools, they have the resources to be able to make it a lot easier for you. Don't pull your hair out like I was doing 45 minutes ago. So this Business on the Edge. And remember to live life on purpose and with a purpose.